I'm Bill Wheelhouse, a reporter for Harvest Public Media. Jackie Dogan Jackson grew up like many farm kids. She spent sun-baked summer hours detasseling corn, tending the crops so it can be pollinated. For farm kids, detasseling is one of the ultimate chores. But for the 85-year-old Jackson, those memories still put a song in her heart.
Okay, my name is Jackie Dogan Jackson. For 22 years, I lived on the Dogan Dairy Farm outside of Beloit, Wisconsin, about a mile and a half. It became also a seed corn farm. We had the two businesses going sort of hand in hand. The problem with hybrid corn is that it can't self-pollinate. It has to be pollinated by something else, and that's why you detassel it. You plant two varieties of corn. When we were detasseling, there'd be four rows to be tasseled, which we called the female corn, and then two rows of male corn. Detasseling was hard work, very hard work. You had to be tall enough, and you had to wear long sleeves no matter how hot it was, because corn leaves are sharp, and they will slash you in the elbows as you go along. And so you end up with your elbows red and raw and bleeding. And so you quickly learn to wear a shirt. And you knew you had to wear shoes, even though the ground could be muddy, and you would develop feet that you would take great lifting to lift your foot. But it was even worse if you were barefoot, because then you would be a big clod of mud up to your knees, and so that was bad. And I was just short enough that for the tallest stalks, I had to jump, because you have to pull up on a tassel, because you can't break it off. You can't leave any shards of it there to come up and contaminate a field. But I also found that it gave me a mild stomach ache before the day was over because of the constant jerking up, which affected my stomach. When I got taller, it was a little better. I used to sing, "Here we go, a tasseling, a tasseling, a tasseling. Here we go, a tasseling out in the Dogan corn. We tassel fast, we tassel slow, we tassel every female row, so hardly any tassel show out in the Dogan corn." And that was my, I had another one about, stand up for Dogan, you sturdy little oat. But I won't go on with that song. We're not talking oats right now, we're talking corn. Grandpa painted his philosophy on the silo. But the big round barn in the center with the barn doors open, you could see the words on the barn, which were the aims of this farm. Good crops, proper storage, profitable livestock, a stable market, life as well as a living. And so we grew up under that philosophy.